And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rick is still suffering from his toothache, and hopefully he'll feel well by tomorrow. We're hoping for him. Hey, we've got a great guest for you here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Captain Ryan Stahl from the Game Changer is here. We're going to be excited to talk about some fishing here on the Game Changer. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up. All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and great to have you here, Corey.
Yeah, wonderful Easter morning.
Happy Easter to everybody, and throwing out a big get well quick to Ricky, and I'm sure he'll be back very soon at the Tackle Shop and here on Let's Talk Hookup for sure, but we're really grateful for you to be here on Easter Sunday, and no Easter egg hunt today, Corey?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, it's all good times.
It's good times, all right. Well, hey, we have a great guy in the studio. First time here on Let's Talk Hookup, I believe, is Ryan Stahl from the Game Changer. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, happy Easter, and thanks for being here on Easter. And you've been a busy guy on that Game Changer, man. I haven't seen you working hard over there.
Yep, every day. Repower. Oh, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, so you did a full repower on the boat.
Yeah, we the boat didn't have any soft patches, so we had to cut the whole back deck off, build new deck beams, take all the old equipment out, and go from there. So that's a full rebuild.
Yeah, that's like a major job, right?
Very major.
Yeah. How long did it take you?
Well, we're still in the process of doing it. Right now, we started December 14th, and we probably still have another 3 or 4 weeks to go here.
Wow.
A beautiful boat. I mean, the lines on the boat, it just...
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a good boat. We're happy with it.
So tell us about the boat. Our listeners may not be familiar with the Game Changer. We're operating out of Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yes, we're out of Point Loma. We do more luxury style six packs.
Luxury is putting it lightly.
Lightly, yeah. The boat's like it looks like it could carry 25 passengers.
It's a big boat. It's spacious. You got to have space, man.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. You can't be crammed up.
And the max load is six. I mean,
we take is six. A lot of times we get less. We do offer open parties. I think we have two or three this year. So that's an option for someone if they wanted to come check it out just by themselves. Primarily, we do day and a half to 4.5 day trips, 2.5 days, kind of what we try to get, you know, people on just so they have a couple days, more variety out there for them. And that's pretty much it.
And targeting mostly bluefin offshore.
We'll target anything, but big bluefin primarily is what we're after. You know, with six guys, you have so many options as far as kites go and getting everybody on a kite fish or, you know, fishing flyers where on bigger boats it's harder to do. Rotations are bigger and stuff. So.
Right? Sure. I mean, there's no better experience than having you and a few other buddies, and everybody nearly gets a chance, right?
Right, pretty much. You know, I mean, obviously you have your days where that doesn't work out, but everyone's kind of fair game. You know, we can fish balloons and the kites, so everyone has an equal opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the chances are greater, obviously, with only six.
Correct. And that's why we end up big fish fishing most of the time. You know, but we do yellowtail, yellowfin, we do all that stuff. Dorado, yeah. We'll do anything. If you want to come on the boat and say, I just want yellowfin or Dorado, then that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about being able to charter your own boat.
Sure. And you were telling us that you got the idea about smaller groups. You worked on the Searcher for how many years?
4 years, four and a half years.
And you saw how much people enjoyed their 14-day limited load trips on there. And it's like, hey.
It was a beautiful thing aboard that boat.
People.
Yeah.
It was those limited loads are something else, man. They're a pleasure to do.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's take a quick break here and talk to Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Welcome. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Nice to hear from you. It must be some breaking news for us.
Well, we got some good news for you. Roy is finishing up his trip, and he ended up with a 360.
Ooh.
Caught by the same guy that caught a 365 last year.
Wow.
And then he's got a 292, a 285, a 242 at 242, a couple 236s. Anyhow, he's got 7 over 2 and the 1 over 3. He's got an excellent catch, lots of wahoo and lots of tuna in the 140 to 170 pound category. So couldn't be any better than it was. And then Aliar got in this morning on the Polaris Supreme with, I believe it was 42 or 44 bluefin.
Nice.
So a little tougher on the bluefin the last couple of days, as you probably well know. But you know as well as I do, they're going to be back up in a day or two.
Yeah, and the weather was up last week. Things needed to settle down, full moon, the whole thing, all that stuff. And it's still there, though, right, Frank?
It's still there, yes. he had real good schools one night, but couldn't get a bite. So
interesting.
It's still around.
Yeah, all
it's
right.
It's not going anywhere, I don't think. Let's hope not, anyhow, Pete.
Yeah, let's hope at this stage.
So you got the good game changer,
Ryan,
Ryan on the air. Good deal. He does a fabulous job. So, okay, that's all I got, Pete.
Great, Frank. When's the Royal back at the dock here in Fisherman's Landing?
It gets in Friday.
Friday. All right. Well,
Friday and Saturday it leaves for Oregon.
Oh, my, for boat work.
That's correct.
Okay, you're not going albacore fishing up there?
No. I'm sure the crew is going to be fishing some salmon, but nope, got major work to do.
All right. Well, great, Frank. Thanks for that report from the Royal Polaris. Congratulations to Roy on a big successful trip down there. It's good to hear that's starting to bite again for sure.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Appreciate that very much.
Man.
All right.
Incredible news.
Yeah.
Right?
Good news. Yeah. And so, what's the story on that? I mean, I know Ryan, you keep tabs on what's going on, even though you've been working on the boat work. So, kind of the bluefin kind of took a little bit of a dump this past week, right?
Yeah, they're being difficult. Sounds like they're still seeing it. They just can't get them to bite.
Yeah,
which that's bluefin.
Yeah,
couple days on, couple days off. You know, it's just how it goes.
And it's so funny because everybody asks about the moon phase, right? Dark of the moon. You know, the full moon. It's And it's one of those things you can always blame it on it, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is you have to realize we have to go fishing, whether it's no moon, a full moon, a week before this moon. I mean, either way, you're going fishing, and you just have to find a way to make it work. And it seems like there's always a catch made.
Sure.
Definitely seems like that September, October months, you know, when those big ones and they're all settled in on the banks, you know, they seem to bite really well. But, yeah, early season, you know, it's on, it's off. There's a lot of food out there for them to eat other than your fancy knife jig.
Yeah. It's been a lot of nighttime stuff.
Yes, a lot. Yeah. They love the dark.
Yeah.
They love biting at night.
When you're fishing on the Game Changer, you're talking about doing a lot of kite fishing. That's all daytime fishing, though.
Correct. Yeah, we do fish at night. Our night driver's up all night running around. You know, I'll be up until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. But for the most part, our guys, our clientele, with only six, if you catch a couple big ones and they're all sharing it, they're happy. They're going to have a nice dinner, a glass of wine, and go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, so with us, when it comes to night fishing, the participation's fairly low.
Yeah.
And they're usually most people are happy with what they had caught during the day.
Yeah, that's nice.
So it's nice. It's nice.
How many crew do you carry with them?
We have a chef and two crew plus me. So there's four of us.
Wow.
So it's pretty much one crew member for every.
I mean, four crew catering to five or six guys.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the boat's a good sized boat. You have to have enough crew to handle it. You know, should something happen, and just run it. You know, but it works out good, especially for that kite fishing. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on with those kites. You know, for one person to try and run that and help with the fishing aspect is tough. So
yeah, what did you see last year? And do you think that's going to be a similar situation to this year as far as how to approach the bluefin? Are they on the surface? Where are you going to be? What you're going to do? All that kind of stuff.
I think for us, our biggest change is these new engines are going to be a lot quieter. You know, last year for us when we were flying the kite or skipping the Yummy, you know, a speed thing was an important factor for that Yummy flyer, and we could never really get up to speed to skip it fast enough.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the kite go, I don't think that we'll make much adjustments, you know, to it. We did. We took our California flyer and put the Freaky Flyer wings on it. Just the plastic wings on those are really brittle, you know.
That California flyer work?
Fantastic. Our biggest one, we had a 348 last year on it.
348?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Now, are you flying it much like you would a dead flyer, just dead in the water, or are you moving?
Slow. Yeah, just very real slow, though. You know, 4.5, 5 knots, almost with the boat just in gear.
Yeah.
You know, just because the Yummy flyer, you can beat up, it can skip tumble.
Right.
But with those flyers, you know, you want to try to make them look as realistic as possible.
Which it already does, kind of, right?
Yeah,
I mean, just the look.
And
of
so
it,
when we're flying it, we have it suspended in the air, so just the tail, you know, skips, you know, kind of kicks up some spray.
And that's really when you look at them, that's kind of the rudder.
Well, that's
of
how
the
you
fish.
Want, and
yeah.
That's how you want it. And right. You can see them, those bluefin, when they come up, you'll see the swirls and them flashing underneath it. You know, so even though it's not actually physically in the water, just that shadow of it
it's
in the
drawing
air.
Attention.
Oh, they can see it.
They see it, and they jump on it.
Oh, they can see it.
Yeah.
You get me fired up.
Yeah. Are you more successful with that than the dead flyer?
I would prefer the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you can beat a real flyer.
Yeah.
You know, but
especially a live one.
Correct.
You
know, but for when you're just sitting there, you know, and you don't want to go through flyers because those smaller ones are beating them up and not you're not getting hooks into the fish. They work great because you can just leave them out there on a balloon, you know, and they kind of dance around. You don't have to worry about, you know, the wings getting torn up. You just leave it out. If it doesn't get taken down, you just, okay, keep fishing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's
crazy stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. So, technique on the Game Changer. Are you running on foamers and stuff like that too sometimes?
Yeah, with the kite, yeah. You know, try to get out in front of them and set up and let them run into you. It's really hard on those foamers for us, you know, because usually they're moving pretty quick.
Yeah.
So again, speed's something we haven't had, and I'm sure this year we'll have it, you know.
But yeah, you're almost doubling your speed, right, with the new engines?
Yes.
So what did you put in?
John Deere, 13.5 liter John Deere.
13.5 liter John Deere.
Yeah, we're happy. Yeah, we're happy to have them.
Much more efficient?
Very much more efficient. Yeah, we were burning around 26, 27 gallons an hour with the old ones, and we should be around, you know, like 15 gallons an hour total with the generator running.
Big change.
A giant change.
Yeah, and more speed.
And more speed.
Yeah.
And more quiet. Yeah, not as loud. So.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
What did you have in before?
1271 Detroits, naturally aspirated.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, they
so
were.
Very loud.
Oh, yeah.
you could hear
me coming when I got into the point from here.
Yeah. Yeah, the new technology is really great. So these would be the new Tier 3 motors?
Correct.
Which qualify for the new CARB thing that came through. So you're good.
We're good.
Yeah,
we're good. We made it. We just made it.
Yeah, good for feeling. Sure. And now, when somebody comes on the Game Changer, they need to bring their own tackle, or you guys have tackle?
No, so that's the beautiful thing about our boat. We offer everything. It's all inclusive. So when you show up, we have shower towels for you. All your drinks are included, your beer. We have a full bar on the boat, so all your cocktails.
Wow.
Everything. You know, you can literally show up with your bag of clothes. We have all Seeker rods and pen reels. They're all Fathoms and Internationals. So we supply everything.
That's sweet.
We encourage you, if you have your own, obviously using your own stuff is... You know, it's fun. That's what you bought it for. So we encourage you to bring it. There's a tackle rack and rod holders there. So,
but to cater to those people that don't have it, or maybe have their own gear, but not to the level of a catching a 300 plus.
Yeah, there's times where they want to try a different reel out or see what we use. You know, so they're welcome to try it out. You know, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, got a lot to talk about bluefin and yellowtail and yellowfin and a lot of good stuff there. Maybe even a question for Corey about some calicos.
Right.
Oh, I'm kind of getting antsy about going calico fishing here. Water's starting to warm up.
Pete, I have been so busy, seriously, the last, you know, several months with building up and the bay stuff biting and everything happened. I have not been able to get out in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And it's really killing me.
I think it's time.
It's beyond
time. You need to
do
some field research.
I know Eric Landesfein had a really good day at Catalina last weekend.
Yeah.
Really good calico fishing. He actually said it was some of the, we heard Dave Hansen, it was some of the best calico fishing he had seen. And there was a tournament, Jerry Mayhew had a tournament last weekend, and a very good friend of mine, Tom Hansis, with his wife Valerie, fished in the tournament. He had one just under 9 pounds.
Ooh.
I mean, an 8.96 or something.
Ooh,
in that
that's
category.
A good one there.
Like a
that's
really
a
good
nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's time. And I know, like, if you're itching to get out to Palos Verdes or Santa Monica Bay, that one was caught in Santa Monica Bay.
Wow.
Or our local stuff, La Jolla or Point Loma, I'll just tell you it's time. It really is. The water temp, it, like everything. The sport boats aren't quite on that scene yet, you know, but it's a step away, and to see the Chovy and a slice of Barracuda around, it is time. And we're in studio with Ryan here today, and we're going to have a good time. You want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, or you can text us via the app, like Pete said, calico question, or if you've got big bluefin or want to go out with Ryan or have a question about him and the Game Changer, by all means join us. Again, 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We are giving away an absolute killer prize today, Pete. For one lucky caller or texter, we're going to have Ryan flip a coin at the end of the show. We are giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses. And not only is it just a pair, but you get to go on their site, choose your own pair through the website there. I mean, does it get any better?
Up to $300 value.
Yeah. Right?
Choose
that's
whatever
awesome.
Whatever pair
right?
you want.
That's awesome.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Not just one of the best pair, but they are the best sunglasses on the market.
Their 580 glass is amazing.
Yeah. You can't beat it.
Yeah. Is that
really
what you wear?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The clarity and the color out of them is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is
pretty
there's
amazing.
There's nothing else
perfect
like them.
Perfect for fishermen.
Yes, it is.
Well, you heard it from the man, Ryan, right there. So. You want your chance to win a pair of Costa sunglasses? Give us a shout, 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're going to be right back with Ryan Stahl from the Game Changer when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Cool.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. Probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
The giant Captain Rollo's used tackle sale is back. Join us Saturday, April 30th at Seaforth Landing for our biggest sale ever. Doors open from 11 to 3. Come early for best selection, and we will see you there.
Let's talk hookup, man. We're having such a fun time in the studio, just talking good times. And you want to join us, we're in studio with Ryan Stahl from the Game Changer. Telephone number is 213-432-1080. We're giving away a killer pair of Costa sunglasses. You get to choose your own up to $300 value.
A little Easter gift for our listeners. Yeah, for sure.
Or text us via the app. Yeah. That's the only way you can do that. And a fun way to do it, Pete and I get the text, and we can answer that on air.
Yeah, all right, and let's go right to the text. And a guy named Jay is, and he put his phone number and his name, which we need you to do when you text us, so you have a chance to win that prize. Says, what speed do you troll the flying fish off the kite? And he wants to know on the Game Changer.
Well, for the fake ones, so Freaky Flyer, California Flyer, anything synthetic like that, we're slow. We're basically just in gear.
Just
no more than 5 knots, 5-6 knots, because like I said, the wings are brittle, so you got to make sure that you keep that thing upright. So 5 knots for that, and the Yummy Flyer is kind of a speed thing. You just got to find out what they like. You can go over school at 7.5-8 knots and they won't touch it, and come back through at 9 or 10 knots, and they crash.
And they're all over it.
Yeah, so
it's almost like a reaction bite.
It's pretty much what it is. Yeah. That skipping, flopping, and they just want to try and grab it to slow, to stop it in its tracks.
I bring up the reaction bite. It's exactly like calico, like bass fishing. When you draw that reaction bite, it's a smash.
Yeah, and even with the California flyers or the artificials, when we're trolling, we still have someone, you're on the rod, and you can, a lot of times you'll see them swirling underneath it, as it's skipping.
You get flashes,
right? So we'll just put it in free spool just so it stops.
Oh.
And then a lot of times that's when you'll get that reaction.
They'll come back.
Yep, because they're chasing it, and all of a sudden the flyer stops and just,
oh, and they explode on it. How fun!
And if they miss it or whatever, you put it back in gear so it kind of takes off to keep that interest, so it looks. It looks real.
Yeah.
It looks like it's trying to get away. Like,
yeah.
Oh, well,
so you got to pay attention.
Yeah, you have to pay attention.
And do you fly that thing way off the stern?
I get it as far away from the boat as I can.
As
you can see it with your bare eyes.
You got to see it.
You have to be able to see it.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times they'll jump on it, crash it, and if they don't have it, you're winding, you know, and you're taking it out of play. So
yeah.
It's kind of like fishing top water for bass or a frog. You know, you don't set the hook until you see the line going sideways kind of thing, you know, so... Be patient. Make sure you can see it.
Yeah.
So many tricks to it, really.
It's an art for sure, but it's like anything else, you know, do it enough and practice with it. You'll get good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, slow. 5 knots with the artificials and with that yummy flyer, a lot of times faster the better.
And there's so many guys that have their own rig even that don't understand how to do it properly, like what you're describing, and that, to actually get a few buddies and come out, I mean, they can learn.
Yep.
The schnizzle.
You know, in a private boat, I'm sure it's a little bit different. Like, those outboards are so quiet, you know, where for us, we always have to be in the trough, so the kite's out to the side, right, away from all the noise, getting it out of the prop wash. But I think with a smaller boat and a quieter boat, you know, those guys control it straight behind the boat, off to the side. So I think as far as position on a skiff like that, you know, it's not as critical with these big boats. You know, you want to try to get it way out to the side.
Clean water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so with like I said, with a skiff, an outboard boat, you think you have a little more, you know, it doesn't matter as much the direction of the boat. You know,
yeah.
As long as the kite will stay in the air.
Some good tips there.
I like it.
Definitely. And when you're fishing the dead flyer, do you move it or pretty much stable?
If there's a bunch of schools around, and it's not too windy, we'll just suspend it off the kite, you know, when we're running back up the line. So when we throw a couple baits in the water to get their attention, we can just drop it right on top of the school as the boat's swinging around, you know, to a stop.
How crazy, fun is that?
Right?
So you suspend it in the air, keep it out of the water,
so
you don't tear it up.
Exactly. So when it's time to move, you know, we'll just, and there's enough wind, we'll just wind the flyer, you know, 10, 15 feet out of the water and run the boat back up the line, get back on the school. And then on the sonar, when you see them, you know, just pretty much underneath the flyer, we'll, you know, stop the boat and just drop it right on top of them. And a lot of times that slap motion, you know.
And they're on it right away.
And then they can see it, you know. If it's like 10 feet above the water, I mean, they can see it up there.
They're always looking up.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, that's why when you see them like in the schools, you know, and you see them flash, and a lot of times that, you know, that's them looking up.
Yeah.
So crazy.
They're on their side to look up, so.
Sounds like you've really perfected the art of flying the flyers.
We try.
Yeah.
We do a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, that and balloons. But balloons are a little more tedious as far as how much helium you have in them and getting the flyer to sit proper. But on those light wind days, you know, it's something that
almost a necessity.
You have to have it.
Yeah. So when there's wind, are you flying straight kite or are you flying kite and balloon?
We always have a balloon on it.
Always have a balloon.
Yeah, just for us, anytime we're bluefin fishing, even the smaller stuff, we always have a kite ready with a balloon. That way, when we need it, there's no question that it's going up.
Yeah.
You know, without a balloon on it, you definitely need some wind. And at that point, we'll usually just put up the Boston and save the helium.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, helium's not cheap, just like everything else. I imagine this year, I haven't purchased any this year, but I imagine the price went up again.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure. The best place to get your helium from is like a welding supply place. You know, West Air and stuff are a little more expensive. But, you know, the tank exchange thing seems to be the best, you know, price. Rather than owning your own, for us anyway.
Yeah.
You just walk in, they take it out of your truck and give you a new bottle. So.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah.
But the beauty of going on your boat is they don't have to worry about anything.
No.
You're taking care of it all.
You got it all.
No, and we got guys that bring their own flyers, and we had to have a group that brings their own bottles or did of helium and stuff, and
you don't have to do that
at home. We have plenty. You know, we're willing to share.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. And if you want to get through, talk to Ryan, ask a question. 213-432-1090 is open right now.
Yeah, and Mike and Rosemead is in the line for his $300 pair of sunglasses. Beautiful Costas. How you doing, Mike? Good morning.
Sounds good to me. I don't mind an extra pair of sunglasses. So good morning, Ryan. I was just curious, what is your range as far as your boat and trips that are available? So how far south would you go? How far west out west would you travel or up north? It's all contingent, I know, on the length of the trip. So what are your trips like?
You know, for our day-and-a-half trips, 140 miles, so San Quintin type areas, about as far south as you can get. On those day-and-a-halfs, Cortez Tanner Bank out west is definitely within reach, Cherry Bank. Our longer trips, our three-day trips, you know, we can get down a little bit further. We haven't really gone too far south, nothing past Geronimo. We haven't had the need to do that, being, you know, fishing those big bluefin. It seems like later in the season they're pretty much posted up there around that Cortez Tanner Bank. But the range on this boat now, you know, we could, you know, get down to Cabo and back without a problem. So,
really?
Yeah, so we're trying to, we want to see what our economy is like, and then I think next year, 2024, we'll start offering 6 days and 8 days to the ridge for Wahoo and stuff. So.
Nice. Still six passengers.
Still six passengers.
Wow.
That won't ever change.
So, hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. So you said you guys are totally sold out for 2022.
Yes.
And 2023?
Yep, 2023. Our early season stuff, you know, still has the availability. But it's,
okay.
But
for 2023.
Yeah, but typically I think 2023 from, you know, June through December is pretty much gone.
Wow.
The best thing to do for guys that want to get on the boat is just call my mom at the office. She puts you on an email list, so when we get a cancellation, she just sends out.
Oh,
and your mom's running the...
Yeah, my mom runs the office. Oh, she's amazing.
What's her name?
Her name's Vicky.
Oh,
Vicky.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
so,
awesome. Vicky.
Yeah, so it's a good partnership.
Yeah, it's a family-run business.
Her. Yeah, I can't do it all on my own, so
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on
in
that office.
Yeah, you got to be on the boat. Yeah. So what's the number if they want to call Vicky?
It's a 619-554-8700.
And do you have a website too?
Yes, GameChangerSportFishingSD.com.
Yeah, so if you're listening, if you're listening, want to check the boat out? I mean, it is really cool.
Yeah, and we're here at Point Loma, so I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on right now. But you know, if you're down here at Mitch's or cruising around wherever you're at, you know, you want to come down and check out the boat, please feel free to come down. You know, I have no problem showing you around.
Yeah, what the boat's like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions and you're down here, just come on by.
So do you do open party stuff too?
We do offer open parties. I think we have two or three a year. We're getting less on the open parties because of the charters.
So many charters.
Yes.
People want you. Yeah.
But we try to get two or three open party trips just because it's good for people to come experience the boat, and not everybody has six people to go with.
So. You're right. I mean, they might have, you know, you and your buddy or you and your wife or whatever that want to go experience that.
Yep.
But so you mentioned like that June to September is booked, but there's no slouch with an October. I mean,
no, October is October's October, November, September, October, November are first 3 months to go. Those usually go the fastest.
September, October, November.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, because this year
prime
was,
time.
Yeah, this year, last year, the year before,
they're the months.
That was the time.
Yes.
Yeah, and here we are only in April still, and we're catching bluefin.
Absolutely.
Right. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Morning, John.
Hey, hello, Ryan.
Well, morning. Happy Easter.
Same to you. Hey, happy Easter to everybody for sure. We're going to have a big Easter egg hunt coming up here. I got Jeannie and my grandkids down. And we got all the locals. It's going to be a big one. I think we've got about 200 Easter eggs we're going to be hiding there pretty quick.
Wow.
Going to be good ones. Going to be fun for sure. For sure. Anyway, fishing down here has been so. You know, it's funny. We have this cold pocket of water that's just right here on the East Cape, just right in our area pretty much. Outside, we've got 80-degree water. Inside, right here in front, it's 70 to 72. And which kind of knocks out a lot of the game fish. It's good for the yellowtail, however, and they are going on for sure. Something that's new, you know, that they're doing this year that I've never seen in my 40 years down here is they're netting live ballyhoo and using the ballyhoo for bait. And it's a deadly bait on the bottom there, especially for the yellowtail. But they don't last long in the bait well. They last maybe 3 or 4 hours. That's it. They're not real hardy. but gosh, they really, really work when you got them alive. That's for sure down on the bottom. There's the high spots. The last week it was right in front of the ranch, pretty much. Now it's moved south. The fish are off the drop-offs out in front of La Rivera and further south. Not real far off the beach, you know, 1 to 2 miles off the beach. We had the La Rivera Easter tournament yesterday, and it was all about the yellowtail. That's what they were going for, big yellowtail. And a lot of yellowtail came in between 20 and 40 pounds. I'm not sure about the winning fish. Little Steve Davis won the tournament. But anyway, a bunch of boats. I think there were 70 or 80 boats that went out.
Wow.
And then pretty everybody scored a yellowtail for sure. A lot of pompano around, African pompano.
That's
not real big ones. I think the largest one I've seen is 7 to 8 pounds, but there's quite a few of those around. And they're being picked off along with the yellowtail. And a good pargo mix in there, quite a few pargo. Nobody's out looking for the marlin, you know. The marlin are on the banks, not far off outside, but everybody's going for the yellowtail for sure in a big way. I think this coming week, the water warms up and we get this pocket out of here so we can get to some better fish and start seeing more Dorado and tuna.
Typically, this is the time of the year, right?
Yeah, this is the time of year. This is changing. It's just a little colder than normal for this time of year. Normally, we're getting 75, 76, and in another 3 or 4 weeks, we'll be up to 80. And it is 80 outside. I was looking at Terrafin, and not too far off, maybe 5 to 10 miles offshore, that the water does warm up to 80. It's just this one cold spot that's just tugging the coast right in front here, so... We'll try to get it out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, a great report there, John, and great time to be at Rancho Leonero in the spring. It's so beautiful down there.
It's beautiful. Man, yeah. It's beautiful. It's the clear skies. The highs are in the high 70s. It just couldn't be nicer.
Sounds pretty nice to me. Nice cold margarita at the bar there at Rancho Leonero, and a little bit of yellowtail fishing, and nice calm seas on the Sea of Cortez. How do we get a hold of it if we want to come down there and go fishing?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We're posting photos almost every day. So,
all right, John. Happy Easter. Have fun with the Easter egg hunt and the kids there. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
That'll be a good one. Happy Easter to everybody out there. Thank you, Pedro.
Very good.
Hey, buddy.
All right. Great. Great talking to you. Hey, Corey, great text coming through. Flowing through here.
I know. Really good. Text us via the app, and they come right to us. You got a good one?
Or? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I've got one from Dane in Huntington Beach, and says, your boat looks sweet. Can you talk about the bunk accommodations, showers, etc.?
Okay, so we have there's 4 staterooms. The 2 upstairs are queen size beds, 10-inch thick Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Wait! Queen size beds.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So those accommodate, you know, either a couple or a single person, one in each room. The forward stateroom has its own shower bathroom, and then there's 2 side by side beds up in the front of the boat, and then downstairs, which was the master stateroom, we converted it to basically twin beds, 10-inch Tempur-Pedic mattresses side by side, and it has its own shower bathroom as well.
These Tempur-Pedic mattresses sound comfortable.
Everything's Tempur-Pedic, down comforters, the whole nine yards.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So, crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
So that's the accommodations. There's 3 heads. So 2 of your staterooms have their own shower bathroom.
Wow.
And then upstairs for those single beds, that's shared with the crew, so there's a shower bathroom up there as well.
So great for couples, too.
Yes. Yeah. We get a lot of wife and husband type deals.
How cool.
So, yeah. That sounds like a sweet ride.
So, and that's the accommodations. Like I said, you know, we supply all your towels. There's shampoo, soap. There's everything that you need.
You can walk out with nothing.
Nothing but your clothes. Yeah.
Yeah. First-class deal.
Yeah.
That sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
All right. Good question there. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
All right. How about Vinny? Vinny calling from Carlsbad. Good morning, Vinny.
Hi, Vinny. Maybe we lost Vinny. And
I've got another good text.
Okay, go ahead.
While we're waiting for Vinny to call.
There's Vinny.
Vinny? Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning. Hey, question. How long have you had the boat? How old is the boat? And what type of meals do you serve on the boat?
So we have The boat's in 1973. We've had it. We purchased it January of 2018. So we've four years now. We've had it. It's 70 by 18. And for our meals.
70 by 18.
Yeah.
Big boat.
Yeah. So all of our meals, our chef Josh does an amazing job with all that. He makes everything from scratch. So fresh bread daily. Pasta's made right there from scratch.
Really?
All your teriyaki, every sauce, everything is all made in-house. You know, we don't purchase store-bought anything. So the meals are pretty high-end. You're going to get to experience a lot of different dishes. You know, we're adding more lamb, and there's some smoked duck pasta and stuff like that. Hamburgers, you know, he makes his own hamburger buns. He makes his own English muffins for Eggs Benedict in the morning.
Jeez.
So you're gonna
eat well.
You're gonna eat very, very well. And there's three meals and a snack in between each one. So there's never not food on the table.
Sounds great.
yeah.
Sounds really good. Sounds fun. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Sounds like we need to book a trip.
Right?
But maybe 2024.
I know.
Book
so
a charter. I have one here from Baja Ben,
you know.
And he says he's going to try and fly the kite off his 18-footer this year. He's got a Talica 25 and with 130, and he picked up a tank of helium. Any pointers on success to catch? He wants a big one.
Oh. You know, it's the big ones. You know, have some good binoculars so you can, you know, see them. You'll see them jumping around, blowing up, and stuff like that. When you know you're up and down, when you're kind of cruising around, slow down. You know, because you don't want to you run over the top of them. But from an 18 footer, you know, the kite doesn't have to be out very far, you know, and be patient. You know, as long as you're seeing one or two or a handful of them coming under the boat all the time, you know, that's the best advice.
Is it the kind of thing, let me ask you this, is it the kind of thing that, like, you could be in the zone, right? Like, you know, you got birds, you get smaller fish, but is it the kind of thing where you could put that out and maybe draw a bigger fish out of the zone?
Yep, absolutely. Those flying fish, you know, they're a big fish bait. So then there's a lot of times, you know, you're seeing smaller fish around, or you see the occasional big one, you know, you can just, you know, sit there. Those big ones will find that flyer.
Yeah.
They're really good at finding those things.
But
you know?
But the key is you've got to be in the zone where
you
the fish are,
the
right?
Zone,
and that's
know?
Why you need a good pair of gyro binoculars,
yep.
right?
Yep. Always be looking out for them.
Yeah.
That's the best
and,
way.
And what are the signal signs that you're seeing?
You know, big blow-ups.
Yeah.
You know, them jumping around. Breezers. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? But birds, you know, color breaks, you know, clear to like green water. They like that kind of stuff. You know,
like it doesn't have to be clean.
Oh, so a change in the water.
A change in the water color. You know, a lot of times you'll have that off bluish kind of green color to like a really nice blue, and a lot of times you'll see them sitting there in those color breaks like that.
And do you pay attention to the terrapin charts and stuff like that?
Yeah, we try to as much as possible. Bluefin like edges, you know, and a lot of times when you see them, they're on an edge.
Yeah,
man.
You know. Some good info here.
Some really good stuff. And then we're going to be right back, in fact, with Ryan from the Game Changer with all this good information. Coming back with your fish reports, calls, and texts, and more when we return on the Let's Talk Huckup app to Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protective, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long, no downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef camera you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we're talking about big bluefin. There's one reel that really pays off, and that is the Talica. Now, especially when you're fishing that kite, that Talica 50, what a workhorse that is, right?
Right, and yes. Talking all those big fish, yeah. And even the Baja Ben with his 18-footer.
Yeah, got to have the gear, right? Right, Ryan?
That's it.
Yeah, you got to have the gear.
They'll push the limits on it, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So when it comes to big fish fishing, Talica is your lineup. 50, the 25, the 20, even the 16 for the smaller fish, if you want to catch a big one. I mean, a lot of 100-pounder has been caught on even the small 16s, even the 12s. So if you want to get a good one, get a Shimano Talica at your local Shimano dealer.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having so much fun in studio.
Yeah,
so much good stuff.
A lot of good stuff
about.
From Ryan Stahl, Game Changer,
right.
Talking about his coming, basically completely redesigned and updated this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Full rebuild,
yeah. And you're going back in service when?
We're hoping, early May.
Early May.
That's what we're shooting.
Couple weeks away.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good times.
All right. Well, let's find out what's biting out there, Corey.
And it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. The Gamakatsu not all the circle hooks, including the size 2 and 4, perfect for the finicky fish. From the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have that choice and the confidence you're going to have the finest hooks made. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at select tackle shops now.
Yeah, and we have from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Easter. How are you this morning?
Hey, same to you.
Thank you. You know, good week up here. You know, locally we had some ups and downs, which is kind of the part for the course this time of year along the coast. But water temps early in our week were in that 62 to 63 degree range along the coast here, a little bit of sunshine. And with that, you know, we did have a little perk up in that surface action on our half-day stuff. Some fly line bass with the live bait there. The best setups this week that we were seeing for guys were stuff that was fishing like mid-water column. Like that Carolina rig this week was where it was at. You know, you're able to get a bait down a little bit when that fish wasn't up, and then when that fish was starting to come up on the chum on some of those days when the sun was up, you know, you're kind of meeting them halfway in the middle there. So that was a good deal. And then also, you know, it's a regular sliding egg sinker fished well too, but I think that Carolina rig was the hot ticket for our guys this week on the half-day trip. Some nice sheephead and just, you know, your regular half-day species rounded out those counts with some sculpin and whatnot. Our three-quarter-day stuff right now, a little bit of improvement. I know I've been talking about that current that we've had that's just been raging down the coast. That's still the case out there, especially with that moon. But we did catch some fish out on the deeper side of things this week, out in that 50 to 55-fathom range when we had a little reprieve. So some big grouper out there in that deep water. And then we worked our way kind of back to that 250 zone for some more reds and some other mixed rockfish. So, again, that current's still a factor. But we did fish inside along the coast there on the beach a little bit too. Some good days with some bass in there, seeing that stuff kind of perk up, and then some sculpin in on a couple of rocks in the shallows there and some other things like the triggerfish and some rockfish there on those same rocks on the inside. The Fury, you know, he was at the dock this week. Gosh, that wind on the outside just, you know, didn't really let up. So I know there's some more windy weather in the forecast out there at Clemente this week as well. So he may, you know, that may have a bearing on his fishing again this week. So Marcus will play that one by ear. Does have true on the, you can always call the landing and make a reservation. And if, you know, we need to make a at the moment call to cancel, certainly we can get a hold of people that way. But, that's really it for our week here. You know, also one thing I'll mention, May 15th, we're doing a Don Hansen Day here at the Landing. We're going to put all kinds of specials in our shop. We're going to do some raffles on the boats that are fishing that day. And it's going to be a big sale on some ticket packs, like 40% off some of our ticket packs for half day and three quarter day. So
wow, Sunday,
put that
May
on your
15th,
calendar.
Huh?
Yep, May 15th. So wow. Mark your calendar. That will just be a one-day deal. To save some money on some of those trips. So certainly, you know, if you fish with us regularly, you want to save some money, that's a great opportunity to bounce on some of those deals. So
wow, cool.
That's pretty
great.
Much our week here, guys.
Yeah.
So mellow
really
week. We'll see what shakes out here along the coast this week. Hopefully, you know, just those small improvements are a big deal this time of year, like I, you know, seem to be saying every week. So we'll see how it shakes out.
Want to
hop on a trip? Our number, 949-496-5794. Super easy to book online at danawarf.com, or you can link us there right through the Let's Talk Hookup page and go online from there.
You have me perked up, Brian, on the surface calico action.
It's getting there, Corey. It's
yeah.
getting there, and it's so funny. Yesterday, I heard you guys talking about your swim bait colors. You know, I looked out the window at what I had tied on my rod yesterday when we were on the inside. It was one of those natural-colored MC baits with that yellow chartreuse head. I mean, it's just hard
boy.
To beat. That's
yeah.
been the combo.
Ooh.
It works. I don't know what it is. It's just so. Complete contrast, but it works awesome.
Yeah.
It does work. So
cool.
Good
cool,
time.
Cool.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you later.
You know, that's going to be a big weekend. Saturday, May 14th, we'll be doing a live broadcast at Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
That's
they're having a big sale over there.
I'll be there for that one.
You're going to be there?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm going to be there. I'm going to bring whatever deal Johnny's got going on. I mean,
wow.
It's always good, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring a table of stuff and be offering, in addition to their deal, I'm going to be offering an even better deal.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
From the table.
Yeah,
you know?
It's going to be like a mini show there. So they're going to have a lot of different vendors like you guys, and
yeah.
you'll be selling MC swim baits
yeah.
there. And they're going to have seminars and different stuff. It's Saturday, May 14th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And then Sunday, it sounds like they have a big event honoring Don Hansen up
at Dana Wharf
Sport Fishing. So big weekend there in the middle of
Hey, it's a Dana
May.
Weekend.
A Dana weekend, yeah, for sure. That sounds
times.
Great. And I think we have him, our surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, I wanted to ask Corey a question.
Go, man.
Hey, give me three swim bait colors you like throwing right now with the grunion running.
Well, by far, my favorite, Gundy, is the blue grunion. If you
yeah.
have any kind of clean water and visibility with sunlight, it's kind of a clear color, so it you know, it's like clean water and sunlight. It's hands down my favorite color, the blue grunion. The smelt, like a key lime back with an orange egg sac, is probably my second. And I don't know. That's two, and number three, maybe brown grunion. How about that?
Gotcha.
Are you throwing
gotcha.
5-inch? Are you throwing viejos? What are you throwing?
Well, surf fishing, it's either going to be a slug or a weedless swim bait. And it's just a fun way to do it, man. It's just
why I ask is because now's the time. I mean, this week, despite the wind, just excellent halibut fishing up and down the coast, and the lagoons, the harbors, the bays holding, and then the beach bites just getting better. So let me jump right into it. Halibut bite was the news this week. Good catches up and down the coast. We're on the third grunion run with a strong full moon, I think, Friday night. The limiting factor, like I said, has been the wind. The bay, harbor, and lagoon bite has probably produced the larger fish, But more and more fish are showing on the beach, and you can find a halibut just about anywhere right now. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action along Goleta Beach. The stretch has been jugged with bait, probably staging grunion. Flash minnows have been hot. Swim baits and cut baits are working well when the wind is down. Lots of better perch starting to show with the first ripe fish reported. So late into April, it is a late bloomer, but it looks like the spawn is finally coming. And they also had a 6-pound striper taken near the Goleta Pier on a swim bait. Wiley's reported good halibut action along Malibu beaches. A shop regular checked in a 28-inch halibut on Saturday. It was taken off Escondido on cut sardine. There was also another 25-inch fish taken near the chart house, also on cut sardine, and that has been a trend. The cut sardine has been working a little better than the cut anchovy. A 32-inch white sea bass was also checked in, taken at Leo Carrillo on a swim bait. Big fish reported good halibut catches from the Seal Beach Jetty South. A shop regular fished Saturday, had 4 legal halibut, released all 4 of them. He was fishing an electric grunion pattern flash minnow. Several fish were also taken off Belmont Shores, Cherry Beach there. The surprise catch of the week was an angler yesterday checked in with 3 Corbina, caught and released up to 3 pounds. So the fish took lugworms a little early, but we'll fish for them if they're going to be there. Ketchup Tackle reported good halibut action in Newport Harbor. One angler caught and released 5 fish also on Saturday with 2 legal size to 25 inches. The beach bites also improving there. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported good halibut fishing in the bays, harbors, lagoons, beaches. Several legal fish in the lagoons in Mission Bay. Top fish this week, Pete, 42 inches, 32 pounds.
Man.
Ate a small 3-inch swim bait, fished on 8-pound test in 12 feet of water in Mission Bay along an eelgrass bed.
Wow.
How's that for detail?
Good stuff there, Gundy Gunderson. Knows all the insides and outs. Time to go halibut fishing. That's cool.
It is. It is. It's some good fishing right now.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about it yesterday with Kevin Nakata, and there's a lot of them around. And I think that, you know, that El Nino period, we're a few years out now, Gundy. But during that 5-year period, there were so many halibut in the San Francisco Bay Area, like seriously, like limits for sport boats, you know, with 20 guys on it, that we're finally getting it back. Like the water's cooled down and it's finally moved in here, and it's one of my favorites next to calico fishing, by far.
It is.
It is.
You know, awesome. You mentioned the grunion patterns. You mentioned a brown, and that's what's interesting is you do see shifts in colors in the grunion. Sometimes they take on that brownish bronze tone, and sometimes they're greenish, kind of an emerald green. So that's something to keep an eye on too.
I love, you know what, fishing bait all those years, and you being on the bait barge all those years, like it's grunion are so cool looking, and it's one of the neatest bait fish we have for the inshore fishery. Awesome report, Gundy. Good job, Gundy.
I always tell this story. I had a big giant educated halibut on the end of the bait receiver. This is several years ago. And I dropped sardine, anchovy, live bait on him, and he'd grab it, but he'd been around a while, wouldn't take it. One day the boat came in, and as we crowded up the bait, a bunch of grunion were on the side there, and I picked out about a 6-inch grunion, dropped it down, and hooked that guy. It was a 14-pound halibut.
he
lost his mind when he saw that grunion.
Can't resist. Well, good deal. Hey, Gundy Gunderson, Surf Guru, appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, have a great week.
All right. Oh, man, good stuff. And as Gundy mentioned, spring's here, and it's time to hit the beach. For all your surf fishing needs, check out Surf Fish Tackle. .com. Also, CCA California, Bill Varney are teaming up again this summer and several beach and surf fishing clinics. You'll find all the details on that site, fishthesurf.com. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Ryan and the Game Changer when we return on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.